The law requires that all the video material on the course website is to be captioned. But the captions also have other benefits. In this video, I will explain how you can contribute to captions and what these benefits are. Let's first take a look at the benefits. So here is the introduction video of the course. And as you can see, there's captions here and there's an error in the captions. I'll fix that error later in the video. The benefit of the captions beyond helping those who have problems in hearing is that they can help your comprehension. So if you see the same thing written and spoken, at least for me, it is easier to understand. Also, if I don't speak clearly enough in some parts, then the written text here can help you understand what I say, even if you don't hear me properly. Another benefit is that when you pause the video, you can see what I just said written in front of you, and you can think it through, read it through a couple of times, try to understand it. It's a lot better to view what I just said instead of just view a paused video without audio. So this is the first benefit, increased comprehension. The second benefit is that the captions allow us to do transcriptions. Most of the videos will eventually, or all the videos will eventually have transcripts here. So this is just a placeholder for now, but you will eventually be able to view transcripts of every video. This has two benefits. If you want to review what a video said, like you, for example, study for an exam, then you can just read the transcripts. You don't need to watch the entire video. It's a lot faster that way. Also, if you want to check a detail that I might have said, or you want to refer to a particular part of the video where I say something, it's easier to locate in this transcript than trying to scroll, try to go through the video. So these are the two benefits: better comprehension and ability to view the transcript later on. Now, let's take a look at how the captions are actually done. The captions are produced using a two-step process. I'll get raw versions of captions through two different sources. One is that I use this rev.com service, which uses native English speakers for captioning. Another way that I get raw captions is that I use YouTube automatic captioning, which is not that great, but then I have master students to fix the captions, fix errors in grammar, add punctuation, break paragraphs, that kind of things. This is all good. It produces mostly correct captions, but it leaves a couple of errors. First of all, there are terminology errors. For example, a caption might say recursion analysis when the video talks about regression analysis. Then there are broken sentences, grammatical problems, and repeated words. And this comes basically from the fact that when I do videos, I don't do scripts. So I'm not reading from a script. Instead, I'm teaching like I would teach a live audience. So there are some elements of spoken language. And some elements of spoken language don't work well in captions. So sentences might be too complicated, or I might outright misspeak. And then these need to be fixed. And these captioners don't have the expertise to do so because they don't understand the subject matter. So some complex things need to be simplified in captions. And finally, just a minor inconvenience, capitalization issues. Sometimes journal names are written in lower cases, like organization research methods is almost always lowercase, whereas it would be should be uppercase. But the captioner would not know that that is a name of a journal, a proper noun. How captioning works on the course? I will need your help fixing the captions. And I will, instead of reading the workflow, I'll demonstrate how captioning works. And this video will be added here, editing captions and descriptions. You'll see your assignments here. So these are the Unit 1 assignments. They're assigned to me at the moment. And there's a link to YouTube Studio, which contains the captions editor. Once you have given me your username for YouTube, I've added you to the team that can edit my YouTube channel. So we'll click here to get to the captions editor, and there are a couple of things that we need to do here. So this takes us directly to the video details, and the first thing that you should do is to write a short description of what this video is about. And this is just I've done it already for this video. It should be one or two or three sentences, just a brief description that will go on top of the video, just to remind people what that video is about. It doesn't take but a minute to read. Then the bigger thing is the subtitles. So we go to the subtitles editor here. And the subtitle editor first shows the list of subtitles. There are always two subtitles. It is important that you pick the one that is not automatic. So this second one here is the automatic captions by YouTube. It's machine generated, it's not very high quality, and the English without automatic is the one that has already been edited by a human. So we start editing that. The captions editor has two different modes. So this is the snippet mode or timing mode. We can see this is the text that is shown, this is the timeline where it's shown, and then we can view the timeline here, and it shows that, well, this text is now shown on these timings, and we can just browse through the video and go through the different timings. We don't edit the captions here. Instead, we edit it as text. So this is a transcript. And I've edited this already a bit. I'll do a bit more editing. So this comes from the Rev service, and they already break it into these smaller chunks. We want to combine these smaller chunks into proper sentences and split those sentences into paragraphs. The reason for that this is that I like to have a bit longer descriptions than this one, so longer, more text in each box than what is here. Another thing is that we can do transcripts. And when we edit this to be paragraph format, it is nice to read. We can read what the video is about, what I say, instead of just listening it through. Once we have edited this, fixed all the problems, structured this as paragraphs, we go back to edit timings, and YouTube will automatically, again, break it into chunks. Now there are bigger chunks, so we can see that there's actually now more text shown here. So it's two lines instead of one line, and so on. Once we have fixed the captions, we have fix the things that we like, we click on publish, and that automatically publishes it on YouTube. So this goes to my YouTube channel, so don't mess around and write funny stuff there, because it goes to the world. Then we need to go and add that to the captions database on the course. So how this works here is that we submit captions and descriptions here. So I will first copy the name of the video, and then I click on Submit Captions and Descriptions. This is the list of captions that students have submitted, but which I have not yet processed. So once I get captions, I need to install them into the proper place, or I might have an assistant do it. But anyway, this is a list of things that that the course staff needs to process. So there are no entries now. We will add an entry that contains the captions material for this video. So we first paste the name of the video here. Then we'll go to the YouTube editor, and we'll go to the details. Then we take the description here. We add it here, and this will be added on top of the video on my courses. Then we do transcript. So once we have processed the captions, we go edit. And then we go to the editor's text, and this is ideally broken into paragraph. I, of course, don't want to do it on the video, but I'll just copy it now. And no changes to be saved. I copy the transcript here. And this is the transcript that goes to the top of the video eventually. And then we need to get the actual captions file. So this is the final step. We get the captions file here using this additional options. We'll download and we'll take the BTT format, because this is the format that my courses uses. So we download it and we'll upload it. We'll drag and drop it. So it's captions 2. We upload it here. We save and view. And now it shows us this is what we uploaded. So this is a list of stuff, and then we have a list here that shows the content. Now, I saw a problem here, so I will go and fix it. One problem that I have is that this does not have the paragraphs here. So we can go and edit it. It doesn't have paragraphs, but well, it looks good enough here. So the paragraph structure is here, so you can verify that it actually exists. And as long as it is here, then we'll get to the proper place. You can also edit the paragraph structure here as well. So I'll do a small edit, and then I'll save. Now, once you upload something and there starts to be things on this list, then I will process these. And once I've processed these, then I'll mark the captioning assignment for you done on the list. One thing that is worth checking here is that this video title should turn into a link. So if you copy paste the name of the video, it turns into a link, and that speeds up my workflow a bit. So just copy paste, try make sure that you have the video title spelled exactly like on the course website, because now I can just go from here and edit it directly. So once you've done this step, then you go to the crowdsourcing of the captions. I process this, then I will mark this assignment done for you. Okay, so this is how we do captions, and we have quite a few people, so this should be a reasonable amount of work.